You're listening to SDPB's Dakota Political Junkies. This week, political scientist and USD professor emeritus Michael Card offering a history lesson about abortion legislation in South Dakota as far back as Dakota Territory. Now, that isn't to say that women were not dealing with unplanned pregnancies before that time, but for now, let's look at some of the area's earliest written laws about seeking and providing an end to pregnancy.
As long ago as 1877, the territorial legislature outlawed abortion. Okay. And at that time, they set a penalty against either presenting yourself for an abortion or for a physician, actually, or any person to conduct the abortion. It involved a fine of about $1,000, which in today's dollars is well over $30,000, wow, and up to a year in jail or the territorial prison. The same bill also called for a prohibition against infanticide, is killing an infant up to 2 years of age. Interesting to mix the two, because we see a little bit of that today with the discussion that says that if we allow abortion to be legal, some opponents of that are saying that after the baby's born, they can be aborted. No, that's infanticide. That's murder. And then all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and I believe even federal law says that that is the crime of murder.
All right. So 1877, this is outlawed. 1973 is when the Supreme Court issues the Roe v. Wade decision.
Right. In 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court laid out a decision on, I believe, January 22nd, mm-hmm, that provided for a right to privacy based on the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution that provided for equal protection, such that men and women should be subject to the same laws. Mm-hmm. There were issues with that all along, but state laws prohibiting abortion became null and void and unenforceable because they violated the U.S. Constitution.
So South Dakota is so upset about this decision that in 1979 they will rescind the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment.
But it was also the case that as late as 1978, the Southern Baptist Convention had a plank supporting abortion. A lot of this changed in the political realm as the change over from Southern Democrats becoming Republicans. And that really took place between about 1978 and Ronald Reagan's election in 1981. So we saw one of the, yeah, great flips of right, partisanship about the same time. And that flip has been basically led to the Republican Party having an anti-abortion plank in their party platform up until this year.
Interesting. Okay. In the interest of time, I want to jump ahead to 2004, 2005, 2006, and this idea that there are efforts to send a bill from South Dakota to the Supreme Court that will cause Roe v. Wade to be overturned, but of course that bill has real practical implications politically in the state, but then also in people's lives because of the way that they're going to craft it. Bring us to that time a little bit and tell me where we need to start to understand what was happening in the early aughts in South Dakota regarding abortion.
Okay. Again, as we saw that as the 1979 rescission of the Equal Rights Amendment, we saw in 1991 House Bill 1126 prohibited the use of abortion as a means of birth control. And along with that, it did not pass. It was a very close vote. I believe it was one vote in the Senate prohibited the bill from becoming, at least going to Governor Mickelson for signature. So then we start to jump forward and we see that abortions are still being performed here in Sioux Falls. There are multiple right to life or organizations against abortion. Right to Life is one of them. I believe Eagle Forum is another. Representative Matt McCauley brought forth a bill in 2004 that was not well received by the majority of the anti-abortion groups because the two sides of the issue were, we don't want this decided if we're going to lose. the sole purpose was to bring this, have a bill pass, to bring it in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. And they were afraid that if they brought this bill, that it they would get a negative ruling, that they, that it wouldn't be upheld. And so
in other words, what I'm hearing you say is that some of these people are like, you know, no, we don't want this legislation yet because we don't want to take it to the courts and get an outcome that we don't like. It's not always easy to get people who philosophically agree on something to decide what the language of the bill should be and what the bill should do, in other words.
And what the bill would do then and how that would be seen by the court system. And the view was is it's not going to make it. And so we actually saw groups with the same end result in mind not agreeing upon the means, and they split the majority Republican votes in terms of getting the bill passed.
Yeah, this is politics' impact on our daily lives.
Yes.
Right.
and why we need to pay attention to state and local politics.
Exactly. Okay, so in 2005, there's going to be a task force. This is an abortion task force. The recommendations are widely criticized as not being founded in any kind of science. They're more philosophical or political. But in 2006, we get to a law that actually passes, and it is an abortion law with no exceptions for rape and incest. Why did the lawmakers not put in exceptions for rape and incest in 2006? Because they did it for a reason.
Right. One of the largest reasons was is they wanted to be consistent in their messaging and to say that abortion is bad, it's evil, it's in all of its manifestations, it would be murder. Yeah. And so beyond that, there's other reasons, but the primary one is that
Don't believe in an exception.
We don't believe it. Yeah, we just don't believe in exceptions. Mm-hmm. And there are many who believe that the lack of exceptions led to the vote of basically 55-45% of the vote was against that.
Right. So to be clear, lawmakers pass it.
Right.
Governor Mike Brown signs it.
Yes.
17,000 people put their name on a petition to refer the law to the voters, and then in November, that fails.
Right. They voted no.
Yeah.
And that's a veto referendum. And so the people actually vetoed the legislation that had passed the legislature and was signed into law by Governor Rounds.
Yeah.
So it did not go into effect. The movement then became one, well, let's put some of these exceptions in place, broadly defined. Many terms not defined. What does it mean and they're still not defined today. What does it mean to protect the life of the mother?
Right.
And
that was interesting to me because as recently as this legislative session, we're talking about, what does it mean to protect the life of a mother? Are we talking about her mental health? Are we talking about, you know, organ damage? Like what are we talking about here? And then as I went back to research and watched Denise Ross's documentary, Unplanned Democracy, they're having those arguments then,
right?
Too. What exactly does this mean? It's not very clear. I don't know why I was telling myself the story that was a new question, but it was not by any stretch a new question.
Right.
We are relitigating publicly a lot of things that people talked about before as we look at an amendment on the ballot now. But let's not forget the reason that this amendment is on the ballot is because of the Dobbs decision. Help us understand, you know, we talked about 1973 Roe v. Wade, and now that is not the umbrella under which we live anymore.
Right. The Roe versus Wade basically permitted abortion under almost any context. And what we saw was a number of other U.S. Supreme Court decisions that allowed states to put limitations. These included required waiting days before you could say, I'm presenting myself for this medical procedure or an abortion because many people don't like the other side's terms.
Sure.
And you would have to wait a certain number of hours or days that you may have to watch a video, you may have to receive counseling on actually having adoption for a birthed baby and the like, and a number of other
You may
provisions.
Have to go back to the clinic one time, two times, three times in South Dakota.
Yes. And so it was being whittled down. now we're at the case that the states decide in South Dakota, as 2006, there were a number of abortion bills that were passed. One of them was, in case Roe versus Wade is ever overturned, this law will then go into effect. They're called trigger laws, that if something happens, it triggers another consequence. And the consequence was what we have as law in South Dakota at this point in time.
You can hear SDPB's Dakota Political Junkies on Wednesdays in the moment. We've got a rotating panel of the best political analysts in the state providing weekly insight into the top stories of the day. From all of us at SDPB, I'm Lori Walsh. Thanks for listening.